Strategic Healthcare Partners, founded by principals John Crew and Mike Scribner, operates from offices in Savannah and Atlanta. Our diverse team prioritizes clients, ensuring we fully understand their needs. As your business partner, we are an extension of your professional identity. SHP tailors services to your individual needs, offering flexible pricing structures. From IPA management to financial analysis, we're here to empower your organization. Visit shpllc.com for details.
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Stethoscope, Vital Conversations with SHP. On today's episode, we sit down with Dean Rodinghaus. If you recall, he visited with us a few seasons ago, and we had a great conversation. Now we're catching up. We talked to him about how AI is changing the healthcare landscape, and what emerging technologies are doing to improve healthcare. Are you ready for this vital conversation? Let's get started.
Hey everyone, this is Jason Crosby of Strategic Healthcare Partners and your host for today's episode, alongside my co-host Aaron Higgins. And today we are joined by Dean Rodinghaus, Chief Clinical Officer for Cure Health and Infinity Care Partners. Dean, thanks for joining us today and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Jason and Aaron.
Dean's a repeat. If you listened before previous seasons, we had Dean on before, so we're glad to have him back as a repeat customer. I guess that's a good thing. Give us some background on Cure Health and Infinity Care Partners and how they came about.
Sure. Again, thanks for having me, guys. Cure Health, let me start with Cure Health. So Cure Health is a voice-enabled AI technology company, and I was introduced to them a little over a year ago and got to know the owner and the founder, Ravi Kunduru, really well. Everyone here who is listening to this podcast will know who Ravi Kunduru's original company is, but have probably never heard of him. The original company is called Ventech, and it is the largest data aggregator for CMS quality measures worldwide. He has had that contract for about 14 years and the sole contract for CMS. So anybody who submits, any hospital system, healthcare system, dialysis center who submits quality measures will have gone through Ventech. That is who Ventech is and who Ravi is. And so what happened about right during COVID, Ravi's parents in India got COVID. And so he flew over there and could not have any access. As we all know, that you know, it happened quite often, couldn't have any access, couldn't see him. And so he was thinking about this can't be the way healthcare is. And so he literally, he's an innovator, he's an entrepreneur. He came up with the idea of a voice-enabled AI platform where he could interact with his parents and also anybody else could interact through this voice-enabled platform. It's kind of like Alexa or Siri for healthcare. It's very specific for the patient and their condition. So in this instance, if a patient, or any instance, if a patient feels lightheaded, the patient can actually interact with the software. They can either use their, it's an app on a smartphone, or it can be a device. If we're inpatient, which we have inpatient, it's an inpatient platform, could be in the room with the patient, and they can literally talk to the device and say, I'm feeling lightheaded. It will go through a series of questions. It can do medication reminders, appointment reminders in an outpatient setting, and things like that. So that is how Cure Health came about. And I was, like I said, introduced to Cure Health and Ravi about a year ago, became very good friends with him, and learned more and more about the technology. And so he's a technology, the company that I own and operate is Infinity Care Partners, and we are the actual implementation side of it. So we actually have nurses, nurse practitioners, medical doctors who respond to the alerts that come about as a result of a patient interacting with Cure Health and the platform. Does that make sense to you guys? I hope it does.
Oh yeah, tremendous backgrounds. And it's always interesting to see or to hear how such things come about, right? Yeah. And typically from a personal story like that as well. So yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, almost always a personal story and seeing a need and filling that void to take care of the need. So it's been a great ride. It's been about a year. This has been Cure Health is flourishing in India right now. And he brought it to the United States about 2 years ago. We have hospital systems and payers. We're doing pilot studies with payers and their high-risk patients. So that's kind of where we are. Home health agencies, it's a big thing with home health agencies. Also, where the nurses are meeting with the patients on site, and then the patients already have this in their home and can interact with the device and the technology.
So how does, or maybe the question is more like, what does AI look like in today's healthcare? Obviously, the organization is AI forward, and we hear that buzzword a lot. In fact, we've had some episodes all about AI. You know, how does that apply to hospitals and maybe even out to the practice level? You mentioned you're kind of playing around a little bit in the outpatient setting. What does that look like?
Well, AI, as you guys know, ChatGPT and so on, I mean, huge buzzword now. And healthcare traditionally is slower adopters just because there's so much, you know, the PHI and so on that we're dealing with. But I just got back from the Vive conference out in LA, and AI was everywhere. And so what that means in a healthcare setting is healthcare systems today and the strategic healthcare partners and your client hospitals, I mean, they're all facing many of the same problems, you know, high readmission rates, low quality measure scores if they're PPS hospitals, length of stay is longer than what they wanted or what the CMS recommended. And another big one is that most healthcare systems right now are understaffed. And so another one is inefficient throughput. So moving a patient through the whole hospital, those are some of the problems that are facing hospitals right now. And so AI is being used. And like I said, out at Vive in LA, this is just such a huge buzzword in the technology that I was able to see that healthcare systems are starting to use AI to help solve some of these problems that I just talked about.
Follow-up question to that is, okay, these are problems. We definitely have seen problems. AI has some of its own problems too. I think we've all had those AI conversations with Copilot or ChatGPT or some of the others, and it starts making things up. Do we see that as a fear in healthcare? And if so, what safeguards do you see or have you seen in place to prevent hallucinations from occurring?
Well, that's a great question, Aaron. And that is a concern. When we get into technology like this, FDA approval is a big thing. So being FDA approved where there's been some kind of oversight, that's a huge thing. We're dealing with, like I mentioned, private health information of patients. So we need to make sure that whatever technology a healthcare system implements has safeguards in place for that, which Cure Health does. That was one that we had to get high trust certified and so on. So that's what we are. But those are some of the things that I would encourage or challenge healthcare systems to look into when they are trying to adopt any kind of AI technology for their healthcare system.
Right. You don't want to be having your doctors go and type symptoms into Gemini and hope for the best results.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You kind of laid out a whole list of different problems that healthcare is experiencing, you know, things like short staffing and even the poor patient outcomes and that sort of thing. How do you see AI being utilized to address some of those issues and, you know, be as specific or as broad as you would like on that one?
Yeah, that's another great, really great question. So one of the biggest problems facing healthcare in general, what costs the healthcare system so much money is patients who, utilize the emergency room or the ED as their primary care provider, or who have a procedure and are discharged from the hospital and within 14 days, which that window is 12 to 14 days. That's the highest readmission window. Patients go right back in because they get scared or whatever it might be, and they go right back to the emergency room. So case in point, we're working with one of the largest healthcare systems in the nation right now, South Atlantic Division. And we were tasked, a good buddy of mine is a cardiothoracic surgeon, and he specifically asked me, and this started in around Christmas, he asked me that he's the board chair, they have to decrease readmission rates, they have to decrease mortality, they have to increase quality measures, they have to increase patient satisfaction. And these are some of the things that he was tasked with, and he asked me if we could do that. And so we are doing that. We are going to be implementing that shortly with this healthcare system. So how that works is, prior to a cardiac procedure, the patient is given a device, given the Cure Health device, and shown how to use it. And then post-surgery, they are post-acute, they're taking it home, and that they are able to interact with Cure Health. And it's called Sheila. It's not Siri or Alexa, it's called Sheila. So it can actually be the doctor's voice. So it could be, or it could be the mother's voice or a son's voice or whatever. We can make it voice specific to give that patient peace of mind. So they could say, the patient could say, hey, Dr. Crosby, I'm feeling lightheaded today. And then the device will then interact with the patient. The biggest problem with readmissions is the patient gets scared. They don't have anyone to talk to. Their home health nurse may be there twice a week, whatever it might be. But during that 24/7, 365 period of that initial 12 days, 14 days, they don't have anybody to interact with. And so that's where Cure Health and Infinity Care Partners can come in. We have the technology to interact with the patient. They have somebody there 24/7. And then we have the staff that follows up if there needs to be a follow-up with the patient. The understaffing is the same way. The healthcare systems are tasked with, you know, trying to fill roles within a hospital that they can't find staff for. And so that's where Cure Health on an inpatient setting can be in the room interacting with the patient. And if there are any alerts, like that call button, it can be that call button. They can interact with Sheila, and then anything that gets elevated can get elevated to the nurse's station in real time. It's all in real time.
Wow. You know, I had an inpatient hospital stay last year, and I could have used your system. I was a readmit. I was discharged from the hospital, and within about 24 hours, I was readmitted. And man, it would have been helpful having a tool such as this readily available. But I also think too, because I'm a nerd, big surprise, I can't help but think of Star Trek EMH, the emergency medical hologram. This is one step right towards that very thing. So doctor on demand, you know,
it's interesting that you say that, Aaron. When I was at Vive last week, there is a software technology utilizing AI holograms out there where they will actually have a full picture of the provider, whether it's a doctor or the nurse, on the TV screen for the patient to interact with. It's different than what we're doing. They use it in a much different way. There isn't a lot of competition that I was able to see out there for Cure Health. But it was interesting when you bring that up.
Hey, fiction becomes fact.
It's all coming around.
You know, you had to bring Star Trek into this. Well done.
What can I say other than please state the nature of your medical emergency?
You know,
I wanted to bring up one more thing. I know we've talked about a lot here, but one of the things that was just literally brought up to me 2 weeks ago, I've got a good friend of mine. Her name is Sarah Bateman, and she started a company called HippoTrek, and she's in St. Louis. I'm sure that many of your clients are utilizing HippoTrek. It's a HIPAA compliant software system that ties in with the hospitals. But one of the things that she has found, especially in small hospitals, and I am sure that some of these people listening will be familiar, are using baby monitors in the inpatient setting and the patient's going to a swing bed status where the baby monitor is what the patient is interacting with. And obviously that is not HIPAA compliant, and she's having all kinds of issues with some of her client hospitals and is now introducing Cure Health to these hospitals because we're HIPAA compliant, and the baby monitors is a cheap alternative, but it's fraught with potential litigation and so on if a patient dies on the watch, and we won't even need to go into that. But that is something that has just come up here recently that I thought might resonate with some of the people listening.
Yeah, keep going down that path in terms of the smaller, rural hospitals, critical access hospitals, your mid-size under 100 beds, et cetera, on how you mentioned Sheila, but other AI solutions, smart care, et cetera, can benefit that type of setting with, a little bit more granularity, if you will.
Yeah. So the virtual smart care, which is really what Sheila and Cure Health is, along with providing the Infinity Care Partners, which is the virtual care management, on an inpatient setting, especially for these critical access hospitals and these small hospitals. I mean, funds are tight. I read about it in Becker's nearly every day. Hospitals, small hospitals in rural areas of the United States are closing because they don't have the funds and or they're understaffed and can't provide adequate care. And that's where the technology on an inpatient setting, you put a device, a tablet, or the TV that is already in the room, in every hospital room in the United States, even in small hospitals, Cure Health, Sheila can be on that TV and the patient can interact through the TV with Sheila. Otherwise, it's a device, a tablet, can be a rugged tablet, can be in the room with the patient and interacting. It can go all the way, that whole gamut. But again, what that is doing is it's supporting the potential lack of staff, with a shortage of nursing, LPNs, RNs within the hospital, and still providing quality care. And then the virtual care, the Infinity Care Partners, we can actually support the hospitals with the virtual care, interacting with the patient, elevating it when needed to the nurse's station or the medical doctor, or the medical provider.
Put your head on predicting the future, right? We're talking AI. What does it look like here in the near future? Just AI in general, the virtual smart care, in particular for the hospitals that are listening, and how Cure Health and Infinity Care Partners is going to play a role in that impact here in the near future.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because that's an exciting, especially coming back from Vive. And I'm going to tell you, and I'll actually name a few of the devices that I came across. Well, the first one, let's go back to that original example I talked about with that large healthcare system with the open heart surgery and so on. We are right now working on an integration with CardioMobile. You guys have probably seen CardioMobile. It's advertised. It's, patients can buy it over the counter. It's a device that does a hospital grade EKG on a patient. We're actually doing an integration with them right now for a couple of heart hospitals in Oklahoma and also this large healthcare system. So we will be completely integrated with CardioMobile, where the patient post-op, post-cardiac surgery, can have the CardioMobile device right there, a 6-lead CardioMobile device. They'll put their fingers on it, sits on their knee. It will then immediately give us, the Cure Health team and Infinity Care Partners, that reading, and we can elevate it if they're showing AFib or whatever it may be. We can elevate that to their and this is what we're doing with this hospital in Jacksonville, Florida. Actually, it will be elevated to the internal medicine cardiac care nurse, and she will then get it to the doctor if we need to get the patient readmitted. But that's a peace of mind thing. So that's really where that we can decrease those readmissions. But one of the things that I was really excited about is a company called Wellvi, and you guys can look it up. It's Wellvii, wellvii.com. Met with them out at Vive, and they have a device that will be a game changer in healthcare. But it's a device that literally it takes 9 vital signs with a blood pressure. It looks like an iPhone, and the patient puts their index finger, left index finger in the device. It takes a blood pressure reading, a pulse reading, it takes temperature, all of that, all in one device instead of having all of these disparate devices. That's a huge game changer in medicine, especially on the inpatient setting and also in the home health setting, having these devices where they can do all of these readings all at once and have it being Bluetooth to software such as ours, where the readings automatically go in there and can get elevated with alerts if any of those 9 or 10 vitals are out of what the norm should be. Another one is Care Daily. Care Daily is a software system that actually pulls together a bunch of other technologies that include social determinants of health, being able to get rides for patients to get to appointments and other things like that, where this software, it can interact with the patient in the home and their devices in the home. It can have monitors in the home where if a patient falls in the home, that it immediately gets alerted to, sends an alert to a software such as Cure Health, where somebody can reach out immediately. You don't have the old PERS device where it's around the neck and the patient falls and pushes a button. This actually has fall detection device in it. But that's a real huge one. That's where AI is going. That's where it's going in healthcare. Some of these things will become commonplace in the next couple of years, but I think the future is really, really exciting for AI in healthcare, and both inpatient and outpatient.
It sounds like the future is here today.
It's here, man. Go back to that Wellvi device. It's not cheap. I mean, it's in production right now. They're using it. It got FDA approval literally on February, I think 6th or 7th. It was like three weeks before the Vive conference, and it got FDA approval. So now they're in talks with Amazon. The guy who actually designed and developed it is an MIT PhD, double PhD, and he designed and developed it, the entire device. I've met with him personally. Talked to him many times, and down to earth guy, but that's a game changer within healthcare.
It sure sounds like it. Well, I know we're coming right up on time, so Dean, thank you very much for coming on with us today. We certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely, thanks guys, and I mean I look forward to this each time. It's just exciting things are happening.
This has been an episode of Beyond the Stethoscope, Vital Conversations with SHP. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to rate and share it with your friends. It sure helps the show.
Production and editing by Nala Weave. Social media by Jeremy Miller.
And our co-hosts are me, Aaron C. Higgins, and Jason Crosby. Our show producers are Mike Scribner and John Crew.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Well, one more thing. So we now have a new thing that we're doing with our guests. We're asking one last question, one that we didn't tell you about ahead of time. So brace yourself. Ready? So Dean, our listeners, they want to know something very important. Crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Oh my gosh, crunchy all day.
All day.
All day. It looks like that's Jason's favorite. And
well done. Yeah.
All right. Jason, yeah. I know we're friends for a reason, man.
Crunchy peanut butter, man. Come on. It's the pressing topic. Forget AI. It's just...
Absolutely.
Hey, can AI truly describe the deliciousness that is crunchy peanut butter? That's what I want to know.
That's right.
Yeah, sure it can. Just ask ChatGPT. You'll get something.
That's right. Well, thank you, Dean, once again, and we look forward to talking to you here soon.
Thanks, guys.
Analytics. Lacking the tandem of actionable reporting with expert analysis? Not confident in the knowledge of your reporting system? SHP's expert analysts transform data from your EMR system into actionable insights. Understand your facility's performance, control outcomes, and enhance patient experience. As payment models shift to value-based care, our guidance can improve your bottom line. Visit shpllc.com for details.